क्वेश्चन 19th March 1981 अवृत्त वाणी यू कैन सर्व एनी सोल विद द पावर ऑफ योर थॉट एज सून एज यू प्रेस द बटन ऑफ थॉट्स योर मैसेज रीचेस देयर जस्ट एज यू कैन हेल्प समवन विद योर सटल बॉडी ऑफ लाइट इन द सेम वे यू कैन सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ मेनी सोल्स विद द पावर ऑफ योर थॉट्स ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ योर एलिवेटेड थॉट्स यू कैन ट्रांसफॉर्म द वेस्टफुल एंड वीक थॉट्स ऑफ अदर्स According to the time, this special service will continue to increase. There will be such problems when all physical facilities will have finished. What will you have to do then? You have to make your thoughts so powerful that its impact reaches far and wide. The greater the power, the further it reaches. You will have so much power in your thoughts that other souls will receive the fruit by You creating those thoughts here. Just as Baba gives you the fruit of bhakti, in the same way, you elevated souls will give the family the fruit of cooperation and those souls will have different experience of that fruit. This service will also begin. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 19th March 1981. Baba is saying to serve other souls. How to serve them? With the power of thought. Just as you press the power of thought, button of thought, your message reaches there. Just as you can help someone with your subtle body of light, just as with your angelic body, you go and help souls. In the same way, you can solve the problems of many souls with the power of your thoughts. On the basis of your elevated thoughts, you can transform the wasteful and the weak thoughts of others. This is a little higher stage. Only those who have finish their own waste can help others in finishing their waste. It is only those who have put a full stop to their own waste, to their own past, they can help others to put a full stop to their waste and past. You can solve the problems of many souls with the power of your thoughts. On the basis of this elevated thought, you can transform the wasteful and weak thoughts of others. According to the time, this special service will continue to increase. A time will come, Baba is saying, when the physical facilities would not be there. Only the wiseless would become wireless. So how to serve souls with our thoughts? The very first step in that is to elevate our own thoughts, first of all. Without the elevation of our thoughts, we cannot help the world at all. Because we are creating all the conditions around us because of our own thoughts. As we think, so we become. It is the thinking that is creating the situations and circumstance. Probably we are not very much aware of that. Probably we do not have that much consciousness or awareness or alertfulness or mindfulness regarding our own thoughts. Thousands of thoughts are coming and going. Baba is saying, pay attention to each and every thought. Attention to each and every thought. What is the quality of that thought? If a doctor comes and we show them those thoughts, will he tell us that these are normal? A doctor of mind who diagnoses the maladies of the mind, illnesses of the mind. Is this thought laced with inferiority complex? Is this thought having passion? Is this thought carrying within itself a feeling of superiority complex, holier than thou attitude? What attitude is there? What feeling? What attitude? What viewpoint is this? Is it right? Is it as per Srimad? If a doctor comes and if he sees, if he examines, if he scrutinizes all these thoughts, will he proclaim them as normal or will he say that, yes, this is a problem? It is, but here nobody is going to come like this. We have to diagnose ourselves with our own intellect. And this is a very painful procedure. We can diagnose others, we can guide others, we can tell others, we can tell them that this is a waste thought. This is not according to Srimad. You should not do this, you should not do that. This we can tell so easily. But to see our own soul as a detached observer, because we have all the experiences of higher stage, highest stage, middle stage, low stage, lowest stage. If suppose I see the lowest stage and I see those lowest thoughts, I can, with the help of, I have that benchmark, that parameter with me. I was also at a very higher stage once upon a time. Maybe it was yesterday only. And now I am here. I was in a stage where there was no vice at all. And now I am here, surrounded by all this waste. So with this comparative approach, we can diagnose ourselves. And without diagnosis, treatment cannot start. Otherwise you are just shooting in the dark. You are just groping in the dark. We need a proper diagnosis of our own mind. That doesn't mean that we are becoming very harsh with ourselves. No. This is because we want to get rid of it. And whatever disease is there, we must know it. And as I said, whatever we think, that comes to pass. That translates into reality. There's a very good story everybody knows, and we have been hearing that story since our childhood. A man is very thirsty and very hungry and is roaming from pillar to post, and he reaches one place. There is a huge tree there. He didn't know what is that tree. And he sleeps there, and he is so hungry, and he says, if I can get food, suddenly the plate of food comes. And he enjoys it. And then he feels, if I can get water, suddenly the water comes. And then he feels, if I can get a cot here, I can have a very nice sleep. And suddenly a bed comes there, and he sleeps there. And while looking up, he sees a huge fruit. And some people say, he thinks if a ghost comes, a ghost comes. But some people say, in some stories they have said, if this fruit falls on me, I will die. I might die. Suddenly that fruit falls on his head and he dies. Whatever he thinks happens, that's actually, they are talking of that kalpavriksha, that wishful tree, tree of desire. We are also surrounded by such trees actually. We are also under the shade of such tree. Whatever we are thinking, that is happening. Though we are shocked later on, we say how this can happen, but actually it is my own creation. My own thoughts are creating that situation. I feel that others do not give importance to me. This thought is very much ingrained, inviterated in the consciousness. Others do not pay attention to me. Others do not love me. Others don't care about me. Okay, I have this one thought. And I am beset with all those circumstances where I get all of these situations. And then it becomes all the more confirmed for me that yes, people are really like that. They don't care for me, they don't care for, give attention to me. I'm suffering so much and nobody sees me, nobody looks after me. Actually, it is not the question of them, it is our own mind. We are generating certain thoughts, and those thoughts have a lot of expectations, and then those expectations are not met, and then we become sorrowful, miserable. It's sort of a vicious cycle that goes on. In Bible there is a very good statement. Jesus has been asked, what have you brought for us? He says, I have not brought peace for you, I have come with sword in my hand. Not peace, but sword. I have come with sword for what? To break all your bondages. This thing is not there, but he says, I have come with sword, not with peace. Why? These masters have come on this earth because they have seen the souls are conditioned. Souls have become absolutely materialistic, bound to enmesh, they are ensnared by these passions, entrapped. God also has come on this earth to break all our bondages, because all bondages are of the mind. Who is responsible for our bondage? We ourselves. No extra, no outside person is responsible for the state where we are at present. To own all the responsibility. This is the first step in spirituality, not to blame anybody, not to cast aspersion on anybody, not to say that this person is responsible for this state. None. Everybody is so much drowned in his own self, in or herself. They have no time. they are behaving, we say that they behave like this with me. Actually, they are not behaving with me. Their behavior is also like that. We are just a guest in there, just somebody who is coming on their way. They are like that only. But we feel, yes, they are like this, they are like this, they are like this. Baba is talking of solving problems of other souls. But how can we solve others' problem unless and until we have solved, we have fixed all our problems? Unless and until we have demystified the mystery of life. Our own life is enwrapped. Somebody has sent me a very good message of Jilebi. Jilebi is talking with human beings. It is saying, look at me, how entrapped I am, how confusing. But still, I give taste to people. Look at my contour, look at my shape. How much intricate it is. But still, because of this state of mind, I don't stop giving taste to people. They eat me with lot of relish. No matter what is happening within, no need to express it all the time. If you want to express, don't express it before human beings. Human beings, yesterday's Murli, be a fragrant rose. Give that fragrance. The powers of the Supreme Soul are upon us. Radiate that power. All these things, but this internal clutter which is happening, the background, continuous background music of waste, we need to tackle it better. We need to solve it. What are the methods? As I said, first is to diagnose with absolute detachment. Absolute detachment. Absolute watchfulness. I am not touching at all. Thoughts are coming, thoughts are going. Feelings are coming, feelings are going. In that flow, I am just an observer, a spectator, a mute spectator. They are not mine. I am detaching myself from them. I am not this mind, I am not this intellect, nor this sanskar. Though all the three are in the soul, but still, we are detaching ourselves from everything, from our own thoughts, because they are also creation. They are also creation. I detach myself absolutely. I see them and analyze them, scrutinize them, look for their quality, match them. What is the standard and what I am having? This comparative outlook. Sometimes you can even compare with those souls whom you think are on a higher spiritual rung. Rung is that in the step you have that in between. That is known as rung. In that rung of spiritual ladder, if somebody is on a higher stage, compare with him or her. So, this is something we have to do ourselves. So, first is to diagnose. Second, once the diagnosis is made, then next is treatment. Suppose we have diagnosed ourselves with one ailment, for example, fear. I have fear. Fear of defamation, fear of being left alone, fear of diseases, fear of being isolated, insulated. If it is a fear, what is the root cause of that fear? And how to treat that fear? If we do not find any method, go to Baba, sit with him, have a very plain and clear intellect, and the answer will come. Yesterday's Murli, while talking with Gujarat group, Baba said, question mark and point, zero. When point comes, question mark cannot stay. Question marks are there, but when the point comes, question mark has to end. To bring that point from point, take first is to take answer from him. Because he is absolutely non-judgmental. If you go to other people, they already have judged us. They already know our sanskars, our tendencies, our propensities, proclivities. They know many things about us and their judgment is based on that. It is biased and prejudiced judgment. But God's judgment is never biased. What He tells is the ultimate. And I will tell you one very good thing. If you have some very deep problem within, probably one of the best method is to get up early in the morning at 2 o'clock. that is the time when the whole Brahmin family is asleep. Not even the vibrations of Brahmin. When the entire Brahmin world is asleep, that time go and sit with Baba. That yoke from 2 o'clock to 3:30, that is the point you get touching. That is the point where you will realize some, like a flash of lightning, it will enter your intellect. Which is not going to come after 3:30. It's difficult because there are so many souls who are communicating. They are trying to stick their, ignite their, with the matchstick. There is one matchstick, so many sticks. Everybody is trying to ignite. Let's go in that time when that matchstick, nobody is there, no stick is around. We are alone. And this practice, this masala, this material, this phosphate round that stick, practice daily. At least 10 days even if somebody does. You don't have to go and ask anybody, any senior Brahmins, what should I do, what should I do, what should I do, what should I do. They keep on asking the questions, one question after another, and they don't have even patience to listen the answer. Even while you are answering, they are planning new question in their brain. They are thinking of the new question, and the moment you finish the answer, immediately they ask the new question. You understand that he has not understood the answer. And their questions are so worldly. I had recently gone to one center. The center's sister in charge was telling me one story. She said that one mother came and she showed me photographs. Photographs. She wanted to marry her daughter. And she had come to ask the center in charge, these are the photographs of some of the grooms. What do you think? Whatever you say, I will marry to that person. These are the questions. Somebody's son is not, one mother called me and she told me, my mother had failed twice in interview, he is going third time this time, please do yoga for him. Please do for him. So this sort of people, my daughter is getting married, see that no obstacle comes. Please do yoga for that. These are the problems of the worldlings. How they can understand these deeper things. I remember once Suraj Bhai was walking around in Shantivan and one of the center in charge approached him and said, Bhai Sahab, please tell some deep things today in your class. He said, will these people understand? They are drowned in materialism, worldly desires. These are spiritual things. So deep, so profound things these are. To understand one line, you require such deep concentration, not to speak of remembering. For remembering, a very higher level of concentration. Very higher level of concentration, not just concentration, that much time you have to give. Time, concentration, energy, free from waste, not engaging yourself in so many other wasteful activities. Watching television, talking, going here, going there. Extrovertness. This is all extrovertness. Extroversion depletes your energy. No matter even if it is with spiritual people. It may take any form, but it is going to deplete your energy. Spirituality is all about silence. Spirituality is all within, the journey within. To explore this soul, so deep it is. That is spirituality. Any reason, anything, outside anything, if our, wherever the mind goes, energy flows. You see something, energy goes there. You see things, energy goes there. So this is all extroversion. You may call them spiritual names, but it is an instance of extroversion. All extroversions are against spirituality. Spirituality is an inner journey. So Baba is telling to solve others' problem. But really, even while solving their problem, we should be absolutely detached. Because those souls are so much filled with negativity, if you go close to them, you can, in that orbit of their negative vibrations are so strong, they can even engulf you. They can pull you. You had gone to save them, and now you are one of them. this transition from jnani to bhakta happens in the life of all Brahmins. Sometimes they are jnani, sometimes they are talking with Baba, enjoying, they don't want anything. Sometimes they have become devotees. They are asking, Baba, give me some power. I need power. I need this. I need that. I need this. Do something for this. What are you doing? This is what transition occurs. So, try to understand this power of soul. It is so subtle, as I am saying again and again. You require a very, very deep yoga. Not that getting up at 4 o'clock and just half asleep, half awake. How can you link with him? You need to have very strong, very, very strong connection with him. Then only you can explain this knowledge. Otherwise, it will be just merely words, nothing else. It is so profound. This thought power is more powerful than electricity. That electric power, yesterday Baba said, you are more powerful than 1,000 bulbs. Was he just jesting, kidding? Or does he really mean that? Am I really powerful than this bulb? This electricity? Yes. This is a very good story, and I end this talk. Once in the village of America, a very old gentleman comes and he goes to a school, a very rustic school, village school. And in school, those children, there was some exhibition. All those children had made small items. Electricity items, somebody had made boats, somebody had made something. They all were running on electricity. Old man comes and he stands there and sees with a lot of wonder what these people have made. So beautiful things, these small children. And he asks one children, what is electric? What are all these? They tell them, this is board, this is that, this is that. And he asks them, how they work? They say that they work on electricity. And he asks one question, what is electricity? Students say, electricity? That we don't know. Whatever we are told, we did. Our teacher is very intelligent. He can answer you. So he says, can you please call your teacher? The teacher comes and says, what is your question? He says, I want to know what is electricity. The teacher starts. Electricity, with the help of electricity, you can do this, you can do this, you can light your house, you can run fan. He says, I am not asking what electricity does, I am asking what is electricity. He is astounded. He said, wait, my principal is there, he is very intelligent, he is PhD, I will call him. So he goes and calls the PhD and he asks, what is electricity, PhD? That professor says, even I don't know what exactly electricity, that answer I don't have. It's very difficult. That old man says, I am Thomas Alva Edison, the inventor of electricity. Even I don't know what is electricity. This is a true story in the life of Edison. Happened in the village of America. He says that though I have invented, he is the one scientist who has invented more than 1,000 things, nobody can be even par with him. He is unparalleled in his inventions. But he says that even I don't know what is electricity. I know what are the uses. I know how it is changed from one to another. But what is electricity, I don't know. We are talking of thought power. Baba is saying, your power is more than 1,000 bulbs. Those who have invented electricity, they don't know what is electricity. How much we know the power of this thought. Sometimes this appears like a dream. Baba is talking all this. You can do this, you can do that. We just read and we forget. Does he mean all this? He said, you sit at one place and you will give visions to another. You sit at one place with your thoughts, you can solve their problems. Does he mean all this? Yes. Probably we have not understood anything. This is another realization. I have not understood anything. Neti, neti. This is our stage. Neti, neti. After reading thousands of Murlis, we have come to this realization. Neti, neti. I have not understood. Let me understand now, but the enthusiasm is not lost. The zeal is not lost. That energy is still there. I want to understand. Gulp this complete ocean. And you can do it. So today's homework from this. First, diagnosing our own problem and seeking treatment. And at treatment I told getting up early in the morning. For that then you will have to sleep early. And for that then you will have to renounce, give up many things that you do, which are very, very dear to us. You want to talk, you want to message, we want to send a WhatsApp, we want to address a mail, and we want to do something. If not something, we want to do something. Move around, talk with somebody, something or other. You'll have to sleep early. Because nectar is waiting you at 2 o'clock. Answer is there to your problem. You want to search the answer throughout the day with different people in books. That is not there in books. It will come only from that divine providence. Om Shanti. So this is one homework. And second is solving problems of others with the power of thought. If somebody comes to you with some problem, next day Amrit Vela, give Sakash to that soul. If 10 people called you and told about their problems, next day Amrit Vela, just give a mass Sakash or individual Sakash to those souls. You can do anyway. Those bhaktas, those devotees, they take, Baba gives the example of pipe. So you can use that method, hose approach, that is known as hose. That hose approach, or you can use that individual. Emerge one soul and give the Sakash to that soul. These are the two things today. You have to pay attention. Om Shanti.